it's usually a shower or something like that. Now, when it's just a big, lot of rain, what do you call it?
Downpour.
Right. And another thing you could say instead of downpour, when there's a lot of, electrical storms. What would you say?
Storm.
Or what else?
It could be a tornado.
All right. Or have you ever said thunderstorm?
Thunderstorm. Mm-hmm.
And you say the wind blank yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What did the wind do yesterday?
Wind blew.
Right. And then I might ask you, did it blank hard?
Mm-hmm.
Did the wind what hard?
It blew hard.
Right. But if you say the wind has what?
Has feet.
That's right. Okay. Now, when there's just a steady little rain, you know, all the time, what's that called?
Steady rain. Not much rain.
All right. Well,
a shower.
Okay, that's right.
Shower.
Okay. You know, early in the morning now, we see this, looks like clouds coming up out of the earth, you know.
Yes.
What do you call that?
That's fog.
No, not fog.
In the morning?
That's all right. All right, and you say, I'm going to have to turn my lights on because it's what outside?
It's getting dark.
Well, but in relation to the fog, you say it's what outside?
Fog.
Now, when there's a long dry spell, what do we call that?
Drought.
Yeah. All right, when the wind's starting to blow, we say the wind is what?
Rise.
Okay. But, when it's fixing to quit, we say it's what? When it's not blowing as hard as it was, what do we say? That's right. All right. Now, this is what you said a while ago. Whenever it gets about 32 degrees outside and we see this little white stuff on the ground in the morning, what's that?
Frost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes when it's real, real cold and the wind's blowing, we say, well, it feels like it's 10 degrees below.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Cold.
10 degrees below what?
A zero.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You might say, it was the cold ice now, the lake, what?
Froze over.
That's right. And if it gets much colder, the water in the pond might?
Freeze.
Right. All right. What's this part of your house called?
Living room.
Okay. What's that one in your room you showed me? Where you have the
TV? Bed.
No.
Oh, dean.
Right. Okay. Now, let me get my little book. Ask you what part of the house is this part. What's that right there called?
Oh, that's chimney.
All right. Now, when you in the inside of the house, this part right here, what is this right here?
Hurry.
Okay. And what holds your wood up over there? What do they call it?
Andine.
Now, up there with the mirror is what's that called?
Shelf.
And what do you have in your fireplace?
Wood.
Okay, and it, a row of wood is what?
Stick of wood, a block, or what do you call it?
A log.
Log.
Mm-hmm. Now, when there hasn't been a fire for a long time, and you want to build one, you have to get some wood that's real dry and little so it'll burn. What's that called?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. And what's that black stuff up in the chimney? If you put your hand up, what is that black
stuff?
Okay. And what color are the ashes?
Gray.
And some of them don't have any black in them, so they're what?
White.
Mm-hmm. And what am I sitting on?
Chair.
And what are you sitting on?
What's the color of that? Sofa.
Mm-hmm. And the thing in your bedroom that you, it's got drawers in it and you put your clothes in it, what's that called?
Chipper.
Okay. And what's all this stuff in this room called?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. And what room do you sleep in?
Bedroom.
Okay. And what are these called?
Oh, blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Venetian blinds.
And what's the thing in your, probably in your bedroom, you've got a door to it that you open, you put clothes in it, what's that?
Closet.
Mm-hmm.